Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Crystal from the United States, who takes LDN for MS. Thank you for joining me, Crystal.
Thank you, Linda.
Could you tell me when you first started to experience your MS symptoms?
I would say, now that I look back, I wonder if some of the strange symptoms I had during my last two or three pregnancies was really MS-related. Mm-hmm. I would get tingling and numbness in my fingers and visual disturbances like blurry vision or spots in my vision. And we would just wonder, what in the world is going on? And I asked my OB about it, and they just kind of dismissed it as maybe baby's on a nerve or something like that. And nobody ever thought anything of it, and I didn't have it after pregnancy. So I don't know if that was related or not, but it's hard to remember the specifics of everything because of the fact that we just kind of blew it off. But then I can remember weird things a couple of years later, after my last pregnancy, just maybe a year afterwards, I can remember some weird things like waking up biting my tongue because it was kind of like loose or hanging off to the side. And then shortly after this, it was just before my insomnia started, I would have insomnia. And I would have restless leg syndrome in my arms, and my skin would crawl and itch. And all of this would make me feel really crazy, and I started having double vision after this and dizziness when I stood up or just got up too fast. Mm-hmm. This was right before I had my major symptom. My primary care sent me to an ophthalmologist for the double vision, who said my eyes and optic nerve looked just fine. So everybody was baffled why I would be having double vision. And then shortly after this is when I woke up one morning with a numb mouth on the right side. My lips and my tongue were numb and tingly. I was also having headaches at the same time. So I had an MRI scheduled because of the headaches that just persisted, even taking, you know, major medication like narcotics and stuff did not help these headaches. So when I woke up with numbness one morning, my husband said, "That does not seem right. You need to go into the doctor." And my husband is not the type to recommend going into the doctor. You know how men are. So when he said that I should go into the doctor, I really took that serious. It must have sounded serious to him. So I went in, and I saw a doctor that wasn't my primary care because she was out that day or something. And they tested my sensations, like with Q-tips and stuff, to see if I could actually feel the Q-tip being mm-hmm. touched my tongue and my, you know, different parts of my face. And I could still feel the sensation of the Q-tip there, even though I was numb and tingly. So it wasn't that all feeling was gone. But we just kind of eventually, after discussing things, we concluded it may have something to do with my usual nighttime teeth clenching. I was told to follow up in a couple of days, which I did, but I still had the numbness. So when my doctor, the doctor that oversaw my primary, she didn't feel comfortable waiting for my scheduled MRI, the one that was set up because of my headaches. She said, I'm going to have to send you down to the ER right now for an emergency ER or MRI. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened. I went down right away, and at that time, the results were read by the ER doctors and radiologists that night. I was very tired because, I had to wait quite a while to get the MRI and then for them to read it. And the ER doctors and radiologists looked at the MRI, and they all thought it looked most like MS. And then later on, when I finally got an appointment with a neurologist, I don't know how it is there in England, but it takes a long time to get an appointment with a neurologist. And when I did finally see him, he did confirm an MS diagnosis. So I never did go on a disease-modifying therapy because an older lady from my church had read about LDN, and I knew that the disease-modifying therapies were kind of toxic. And she told me about LDN, and I asked for it immediately from my neurologist. And fortunately, he was the type of neurologist to go ahead and prescribe that for me, even though they did encourage me to start the DMT because they said prognosis for people is much better the earlier you start. But as far as I can tell, because I don't have much to base things on because I only had that first attack really, I can't tell you how much of a difference LDN made in my disease, but I do know it helped with insomnia, and I've been feeling pretty good for having MS. My pastor is actually, when I talked to him the other day, he said, I'm very thankful and impressed with how well you've been doing, because sometimes with MS, once you start going downhill, it's quick. It's like going off a cliff. And I haven't had that battle so far. And maybe it's due to the LDN that I haven't gotten any worse. I know that LDN has helped me tremendously with insomnia. I don't have that anymore. I don't have the itching and crawling of the skin or the restless arms. So far, it seems that LDN has done the job. And I do plan on going on Copaxone just because I want to take measures to prevent further damage, which LDN hasn't yet clinically been proven to do. But I will be taking the LDN at the same time because I know Copaxone and LDN are the only, Copaxone's the only one you can take with LDN. So as long as I can, I'm going to stay on the LDN.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to tell people what a regular day for you is like, Crystal?
Sure. Like I said, right now I just have pains. I haven't had much fatigue anymore. In the beginning, right after my diagnosis, I had tremendous amounts of fatigue. I would hit a certain part in the morning, and I would just have to lay down, and I'd tell my kids, can you kids please just, clean this room or that room? And they would work together, and they'd kind of get a room cleaned up or whatever, and I'd go lay down because I was just so, so fatigued. Well, I don't have that anymore, and I've been on LDN now for 6 months, and I wonder if that fatigue that I used to experience isn't gone because I take LDN and get a good rest, and also perhaps it's just helping with that symptom. But now I just have intermittent bouts of pain, in various places. I can feel twinges of pain. They're fleeting. They come and go pretty quickly. I don't have much muscle weakness or anything like that, which is good because I'm needing to to take care of my children, and so it's good that I don't have anything major right now. Mm-hmm. So as far as like I do have visual disturbances sometimes when I get up too fast. I do feel like I'm going to get double vision, but I never actually get it.
Mm-hmm. But on a daily basis, you have 7 children. And how many do you homeschool, Crystal?
I homeschool the youngest 3 I don't homeschool. So the oldest 4.
Mm-hmm. So that is one busy mum. So I think you're doing extremely well. I mean, it would be a big job, I think, for a healthy person, let alone somebody with MS. So you are doing extremely well. Super mum.
Thank you. Thank you. I do have a lot of help. I have the homeschooling materials we use are very helpful. My young my 2 younger ones that I homeschool, they have videos they watch and stuff. So it's tremendous help. We have an outside teacher that teaches them, and you know, I'm just there to help out, and you know, and they do very well. I have some wonderfully smart kids.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Crystal. I'd like to introduce Jo from England, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Jo.
Hello.
Could you tell us when you first started noticing MS symptoms?
I was first noticing just after the birth of my first son in 1996. Mm-hmm. It was about November, I think, 1996. And then I was diagnosed in October 1997 with MS.
Right. And what were your symptoms at that point?
Started off with pins and needles in my lower legs and my feet. I was a fitness instructor at the time, and I was struggling with my balance. I was teaching aerobics. I would struggle just going off balance. I couldn't run anymore, mm-hmm. and I just knew something wasn't quite right.
Yes. I mean, did you have bad fatigue or bladder problems as well?
No, not in the beginning. There wasn't any bladder problems. It just, you know, that first time, it was just mainly the, you know, the sensory problems. I did get tired a lot.
So were you offered any medication?
Not in the beginning, not when I was first diagnosed. I wasn't. So I lived in an area where the disease-modifying drugs weren't available on the NHS. Mm-hmm. So I was just given steroids at different periods, which I didn't like, and I just didn't want them anymore. I just refused to take them after a while. I wasn't given any the DMDs until I moved to Shropshire, and that was in 2005. Mm-hmm. And after I had another son in 2006, I then put on to interferon, the mm-hmm. Avonex. Didn't like those at all. I've tried 2 different types of the interferon, the injections. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think I've tried 3 to date now.
All right.
But again, just didn't get on with them. I was having terrible side effects. So it was just adding to the stresses and, you know, the symptoms of just living with MS daily anyway. Mm. I just found that I just couldn't get on with the DMDs at all.
And how did it impact on you being diagnosed at the time?
So I was very active when I was first diagnosed. When, like I said, I was a fitness instructor. So it was very hard to all of a sudden have to change, you know, the way that I was working and the way I was living. I had a young child and I was very tired. So it was just, it was very hard. I got very, you know, very depressed as well in the beginning, you know, and very down and tired all the time. So it had a big impact on my life, really.
Yes. So what was your level of health before you found LDN? What symptoms were you experiencing?
Well, balance a lot, tiredness, heavy legs. I struggle every day with, like I said, just the fatigue, just, you know, from doing nothing, I could just, you know, become very, very tired and just struggle getting one foot in front of the other, to be honest.
Mm.
I walked with a stick all the time before LDN. I get very strong spasms in my feet, especially at night, and my legs. And then during the day, I struggle with my hands. I get spasms a lot in my hands. But mainly the tiredness, to be honest, that was my biggest bugbear. I mean, you know, it did every day. There wasn't a day I didn't go past with, you know, without thinking about MS and affecting me like that.
How did you hear about LDN?
Through other people that have got MS and that have been taking LDN on a social networking site.
Mm-hmm.
Just noticing from people's statuses and things, I'd never heard of it before, and I just asked, what's this LDN? Someone that I was friends with, don't know, just simply through having MS.
Mm.
And I just asked, what is this LDN? And she told me I'd have a look on the LDN Research Trust website,
mm-hmm.
and I would find out all the information there that I needed.
Did you manage to get your own GP to prescribe it for you?
What was that, sorry?
Did you manage to get your own GP to prescribe it for you?
No, I went to my own GP. It took information that I'd obtained from the website. Mm-hmm. Went to my own GP, and she was very interested but wasn't willing to prescribe LDN herself. She just confirmed that I had actually been diagnosed with MS back in 97. That was it.
Okay. So when did you start LDN? How long have you been on it now?
Since October 2010.
Okay.
Last year, yeah.
Did you notice any initial side effects?
Not really. My sleep pattern was affected a little because I started on a very low dose initially. But I would find, you know, sometimes if I would wake up in the night, I struggled to go back to sleep for a while, but it was nothing major, nothing horrible at all.
Mm-hmm. How long did you have to take it before you noticed any improvements?
Probably in just weeks, really, to be honest. Probably, say, 6-8 weeks.
And what did you notice?
Just that I wasn't so tired anymore. My legs didn't feel quite so heavy. Just better in myself, to be honest. Not constantly thinking, you know, having the like I said, these tired legs that would affect everything that I did. That seemed to be, you know, happening less often.
Mm-hmm. What about the spasms and things?
Yes, everything gradually seemed to get less. I'd say initially I just noticed I wasn't so tired, and then as my dose increased each time, I would just get a little bit better and feel a bit better. My balance isn't as bad as it was. I don't use my stick as often now as I did.
Mm-hmm.
The spasms, I used to be taking medication prescribed by my own GP at night to help with the spasms, but I found that the spasms were less during the day after I started LDN, so I stopped taking my nightly medication, and I don't get near so, you know, many spasms and cramps during the night now, just very occasionally.
So how would you compare your quality of life now to before LDN?
Much better. Much better, definitely.
I'd like to introduce Julie from the United States, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice there was something wrong with you?
Well, in 2009, however, now that I'm diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I think back to my 20s, and probably 20s, stuff was going on with me, but I didn't know what it was, and I was young and didn't pay attention. So, for the record, 2008, I'm going to say, 2008.
Okay. Carry on.
I woke up with a paralyzed hand, dropless paralysis, but a few weeks before that, I was dropping things, and I had double vision, and I was bumping into things, and then just suddenly woke up with my hand was paralyzed. My right hand was paralyzed.
Wow. So how did all that impact on your life?
Oh, it was terrible. Awful. Terrible.
And did you...
But it was even further along with MS that I even started feeling worse, because I was able to rehabilitate my hand. Then when I started the disease-modifying drugs, I felt even worse. But a lot of it I know was not the drugs. It was the MS was just taking its course.
Mm-hmm. So before you started LDN, could you describe what a typical day was like for you?
I used to tell my neurologist that I don't know what it feels like to have chemotherapy, but I imagine that this must be what it feels like, because I feel like I have had chemotherapy, or I have leukemia or something. I had bladder spasms all day, every day. I was so fatigued that I could not speak sometimes. It was exhausting to get off the couch and walk to the sink, which is a few steps away. I live in a small apartment. I used to be a runner. I couldn't run anymore. My legs, my shins became just spasticity in my shins. It was a nightmare. It was the worst time in my life.
And at that time, if you'd had to have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
1.
A 1. Okay. So how did you hear about LDN?
Word of mouth from another, I met a girl at a blueprint for MS thing that these neurologists were putting on. And there was word that there was this doctor, Dr. Daniel Cancer, who walked away from the corporate hospital setting and opened up his own place in the town I live in, and that he was prescribing LDN. Then I got on the internet, and I read all about it, and I read the theory behind it, what it does. I went to this doctor. This doctor is just him and his secretary, and he prescribed it. And he told me, Julie, this isn't going to be a cure. I want you to know this isn't going to cure MS, but it will change your life. I remember being so excited.
Mm-hmm. And when you first started, did you notice any side effects?
0.
Okay. And how long would you say it took before you started to notice any improvements?
When I say this, I am not exaggerating. The next day, okay, I hadn't exercised in months. The next day, I went to Pilates, and my bladder spasms were gone, and they've never come back. And that was, I've been on LDN 3 years now,
And what would you say your quality of life would be now on that scale of 1 to 10?
Okay, I still have MS. I still notice it. But compared to then, if I had to do a comparison, it's a 10. Pre-LDN a 1. Post-LDN a 10. I still have MS. I still notice things, but they're not like they used to. Doesn't even compare to that. There were times I felt like I was going to die. I felt so ill, and that LDN saved my life. And, you know, when I go to the compounding pharmacy where I get it, I always thank them, and I'm like, you don't understand. And there's a guy behind the counter whose mother died from complications of MS years prior, and he said, I know that if this stuff would have been around when my mother was had MS, she wouldn't have died.
Well, what would you say to other people, Julie, who are thinking of trying LDN?
I think that why wouldn't you breathe? to me, what if somebody gave you a choice of breathing or not, wouldn't you choose to breathe? Well, then you should choose low-dose naltrexone.
Okay, so what would you say a typical day is like for you now?
Okay, you know what? I still have MS. I'm no longer able to run, but I can do Pilates, which I couldn't do prior to LDN. I don't have bladder spasms. I can wake up and not feel like I have a hangover. I don't know if that makes sense. I remember prior to LDN, like waking up and going, I feel as if I have a, like I have a, I drank a, you know, a bottle of wine last night, and I didn't. So I can wake up and I can feel some, you know, refreshed. You have more energy. Your symptoms aren't as bad. They're still there, but I can do more. Take less rest breaks, less naps. Still have to, do some energy conservation, but nothing like it was before LDN. I have a life now.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Oh, I don't, and you know, corporate hospitals don't prescribe it. And it maybe that's a good thing.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I think that I'm amazed at the amount of people that don't know about low-dose naltrexone. And I was a home care nurse, and I got a lot of people to this doctor to get LDN with, you know, all the things it treats, and it saved their lives. And it's just amazing to me that some people are so afraid of medication, I understand. I don't even consider LDN a medication per se. I consider it a lifesaver, and it's like a, there's no side effects, that it's like a vitamin almost. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful med, and I'm terrified that if I were on a desert island and somebody said you can have one medication, I would choose LDN.
I know.
I feel
saying
that strongly about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've gone out because it's delivered to me now. And I've actually, through these years, I've actually gone a day or two without it. The difference I can tell in even walking, it is in those 2 days is different than when I get it and I take it after not having it for 2 days. I'm back to normal after taking it. It's incredible. I think it's a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Julie.
You're very welcome.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.